It's alright, it's okay. Doesn't really matter if you're old or gray. It's alright, I say it's okay. Listen to what I say.
Hey, this is Rob Smith, Rob's Right Podcast. It's June the 23rd, 2022. I can't believe how much time I've let go by since the last podcast. Here I am, almost 2 weeks later, and here I am. And here I am, and what I've noticed here, and it's been building. But if you're paying attention, you're noticing it. And if you're not, then you're about to be brought to attention. It's really been today I've really noticed it really coming on very thick. The amount of stories on Twitter and my news feed coming from everywhere, coming from CNN, coming from Washington Post, coming from all over. I'm noticing it in some recorded thing. I'm noticing it in my Facebook post. He's back and better than ever. Donald Trump. But it's coming from the left. It was expected that Donald Trump would be brought back to kind of broil him alive as much as possible before the November elections. It was thought that this actually might not even stop as it basically dribbled out to almost nothingness after late last year. But it's definitely coming back, and it's all over the place. And I believe that we're going to be seeing this nonstop till November. In fact, even the hearings are being delayed into July. The longer they can delay them, the more they can show them closer to the November election, because they need it to drag out to there. So anything connected to Trump, it's not really Trump. I'll get to that in a minute. But anything connected to Trump looks bad. And Trump looks bad. It was about, I mentioned this in a podcast a little over a month ago. My sister we were talking about her daughter's going to college, and she starts talking about Trump and how bad Trump is. And I said, what are you talking about? What's Trump have to do with your daughter going to college? It doesn't make any sense. But and I know she listens to a lot of NPR, No Things Considered, if you know that program. Well, if you listen to that stuff, they bang on your head how horrible Donald Trump is. But he's not involved in really anything. He's not in office. He's not in power. He doesn't even have a political seat. Now, is he kind of de facto leader of the Republican Party? In a sense, but he really isn't. He is if you want him to be. I know a lot of people who want him to be and keep turning to him. And he keeps doing he's not altered his profile by going out and doing these speeches. He's been ramping those up a bit. And I guess this has helped. This is not what these news stories are about. If you go look at the stories, they're about all sorts of things involving Donald Trump. But clearly it's all against him, as if he's running in November, which he's not. And even if he runs in January of which you would start doing about a year from now, if he does run for the 2024 seat, why do it now? Because they're after November. And it's really not about Donald Trump. This is about the Republican Party. And it's the media, that media that leans left to even moderate left, even moderate, that's going after Trump because they're after the Republican Party. Because for whatever reason, they want Democrats to win. They don't want the Republicans to. I don't know how much that's going to keep being heard as our economy continues to slide. And then that's going to just happen. Now, surprisingly, I should make a separate podcast about what's going on with oil prices. Something very interesting is happening. Okay, I'll do a separate podcast about pricing and oil and grocery stores and all. There's some interesting things developing there here, especially in the last week. But anyway, back to Donald Trump. So if you notice, there's stories all over the place. Donald Trump's a horrible person. Look at this stuff. Look at, he just did an interview. He looks horrible. Look at this. Look at that. Ugh. Well, let's look at what he was doing here on some date at some time at some place. And of course, part of the problem also is it's just how bad Biden's doing. It's just how there's photos floating about how he was given a crib sheet about what to do involving how he's, I mean, it basically goes step by step. You walk into the room, you sit down, you say this, you say that, you get up, you leave. And it was caught by photographer who was probably fired instantly. But that photograph shows he was, all right, so he was given that sheet. All right, it happens. It's not like it's just Biden. Trump was given them too, and Obama and Bush and so on. I don't know if it's quite as detailed as what we see that Biden has, and you'll have to go look for it, but it's pretty step-by-step as to every little move. And so it does sound like they're talking to a two-year-old. Well, a two-year-old wouldn't even listen to it. Well, in that matter, neither does Biden, does he? Anyway, the Biden falling off the bicycle thing. I mean, there's just a lot of really bad optics, and all of them involve Biden being in front of a camera at any point. They all aren't working. So I believe, is also part of the reason they're bringing Trump up to beat him up again. You know, remember the blow-up punching bag thing that you had as a young person? You'd punch the blow-up punch. That's what the media is doing with Trump right now. They keep punching. The blow-up little wrestling guy you punch, he never did anything wrong. It was just something for you to punch at. And that's all this is, too. Trump's not doing anything wrong. He's just something to punch at. And so they can keep writing stories and make Republicans look bad so that they could try to win come November. Because they're in deep trouble. Every indication is really, really horrible. It's not surprising how poorly Biden's doing and the polls that come back about him. I mean, they should be really, really horrible because his everything he's touching is just awful. And then he comes up with this gas tax thing, and then Congress is coming back saying, what, are you kidding us? And that's the Democrats saying it too? Because they forget he pushed the infrastructure bill, right? Remember? Infrastructure. Well, how do you pay for it? They pay it with bonds. How are those paid for? Taxes. You can't take the taxes, the gas taxes specifically. You can't take the gas taxes away after you've been pushing for projects. It doesn't work that way. Because you can't just, I mean, I wish you could just go and stop a lot of stupid projects that aren't needed. But you can't because the money's paid, the designs have been made, are in the process of being made or being made. You have construction materials coming out, people working. You can't suddenly say, oh, we're stopping the gas tax so that we can't pay our bills. You could do that, but we would go under very quickly. So it's a really dumb thing he said, and a lot of this all gets back to Saudi Arabia, but let me do that in the financial thing talk about. Anyway, so here's the problem. So I think we're going to continue to see this of Trump being a giant punching bag up to November, even though there's no reason to do it. And note all the stories coming out. And we're going to see, I believe, a lot more, especially as we get into August and September. It's going to be just an onslaught of anti-Trump. Now, here's the big mistake that will be made, and that is that there are actual candidates running for office on the Republican side that have no connection to Trump at all. None. So why on earth are we doing this? Well, for example, in my state of Florida, Ron DeSantis, who's very well tied to Trump, but he's running for office. And Trump's not around. He's not. I mean, nationally, he's kind of looked upon as almost Donald Trump's son. But really, these two don't connect well, and they don't. I think we really get down to it. From these guys, don't really get along that well either, which is typical DeSantis. I don't even know if we're going to see. DeSantis doesn't need any help right now. We have some people running for Congress that need help. Will Trump get up and help Rubio? I don't know. Because Rubio's going to need, because the Democrat machine really doesn't want to lose that, really would like to see that seat taken away, but we'll see. We'll see what happens there. But in the meantime, I think this is really ridiculous that the media is continuing to go after someone who is not in office, who is not officially in charge of anything. He's just like any other ex-president. And why go after him? I mean, look at this. No one goes after Obama. Hell's bells, does anyone even know where he is right now? Yes, the right will bring up Obama here and there, but not like a punching bag in any way, shape, or form. You're nothing about Obama. And for that matter, you don't hear anything about Bush. You hear about Clinton because the Clintons always make noise, but you don't hear much about them. But none of them are in office. None of them are in charge of anything except whatever it is they're doing. But nothing involves public. Well, I mean, the Clintons are taking public money apparently for this and that. But they're not. But Trump. So why go after Trump? I think this is severely unfair. I think this is really bad and really makes the media continue to look really, really sad. Now, here's the sad, really sad part is a lot of people, like my sister, who's hearing this stuff, they don't know the difference. They actually believe they're supposed to be hearing bad things about Trump. They're supposed to be hearing it because the media, the anointed media, is telling them that. But they should, they don't know any better. And that is sad. In fact, I bet some people go into office, go into the voting booth in November and are going to look at the ballot to see how they can vote against Trump. The way this is going, they're going to think he's on the ballot the way the media is going at this. Anyway, it's a lot of political nonsense. I think it's a big waste, a big waste. But because you're ignoring putting attention to the candidates that are actually running for office, so you could try to promote them instead of going and bashing, using Trump as a punching bag. Put your focus on candidates who are running for office. Ignore Biden. I mean, this is the advice I would give the Democrat Party. Avoid Biden at all costs. Put your focus on the candidates, Democrat candidates you want to have win. Like, I mean, I despise Val Demings. I worked with her. I didn't like her then. I don't like her now. But anyway, Val Demings, and put your attention on her. Make her come up. Make all these Democrats, make them stars. Don't go after Trump. Doesn't make any sense. I mean, I understand what they're thinking, but it's stupid. And it won't work. And I think whatever happens, that effort is going to further ensure the so-called red wave. So look for it. It's coming in November. And I think the Democrats are, oddly enough, helping it. They're actually pushing the water to make sure the wave is as strong as possible. Now, why are they really thinking that they may have a chance in 2024? I mean, that does look really bad for them. You don't want Biden running again, but they have no one else. Bill O'Reilly talks about Michelle. A few others talk about Michelle Obama running, but, I mean, that's a... Wow, here's a lady who's never held office, never been in charge of anything. You're going to push her from Zippo to clown to president? That's not good. That's not good. But we'll see what happens. Otherwise, Democrats really don't really have much to go. But we'll know more about that a year from now, I think. In the meantime, we have till November. And in the meantime... If you're on the conservative side, we need to be working to make sure as many Republicans on the, and not necessarily Republicans, but certainly conservatives, are going to win come November. I think that's very important. And if the Democrats want to waste time playing punching bag with Trump, go right ahead, I guess. I really don't think it's going to make a difference. And it really makes him look really foolish. All right, this is Rob's Right Podcast, and thank you very much for listening. If you like it, hey, let me know. Any questions, let me know. You can contact me through whatever, wherever you're hearing this. You can find me Rob Smith Jr., R-O-B-S-M-I-T-H-J-R on Twitter, Rob Smith Jr. Political Cartoons and Commentary on Facebook, and wherever else you happen to find me. All right, thank you very much for listening. Be a part of things. I'll talk to you all down the road next time for Rob's Right Podcast. Bye. It's all right, it's okay, doesn't really matter.